Oh, hey, bro. What? No, I didn't say anything. How was work? Well, that's just one day, so I promise things will be better tomorrow for you. Me, I was just looking through my class schedule and trying to figure out how I'm gonna schedule my classes this fall with work and just trying to make everything nice and neat, I guess. Yeah, it is a little stressful. Just got other things in my mind. What? No, I said I just have to make sure everything fits okay. But you have the best timing in the world. Why? Well, because I was just about to order food. And I would like to know, are you hungry? Oh, awesome. That's so good. Well, I'm in the mood for either Asian or I could go for Italian. I don't know, I'm open. What are you in the mood for? I look stressed. Yeah, I told you I'm stressed because of trying to figure out my class schedule. But anyway, we're talking about food right now. I know we're buds. Wish you wouldn't call me bud. I didn't say anything. Well, bro, nothing is up. Fine. There are just other things on my mind right now, but that's besides the point. However, I have a question about this. Yes, this giant box has been just sitting here all day long, blocking the TV. And, well, what is it doing here? Oh, these are all your ex's clothes and shoes and other things. You're not just going to throw them in the trash, are you? Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, a donation center is the best. I mean, someone will definitely get good use out of these clothes and things. But you're okay getting rid of the stuff, right? I mean, it has been like 3 months, and she's the one that left to another country, so it's her loss that she broke up with you. Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you don't have any attachment. What? You bought all these clothes for her. You bought most of her wardrobe. Well, that explains why she didn't want to take the clothes, I guess, but I didn't know you spoiled your ex so much. You are too good of a boyfriend for her. Yes, well, I'm hungry too, so. What? Are we back to that again, bro? I didn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I just wish you would stop calling me bro. I didn't say anything. You're being delirious. Let's just order our food. Okay, fine, 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 fine. There are some things on my mind. You know what? This is not easy to talk about, but I'm willing to be a little daring and a little crazy if you make a deal with me. What kind of deal? Well, you pick the restaurant we're going to eat from, order the food, and have it delivered. You can go ahead and choose for me. Whatever you pick will be fine. Besides, you already know everything that I like. And I'm going to take this box into my room for a moment. And I don't want you to ask me any questions. And when I return, I don't want you to say anything. And I'll tell you what's on my mind. Do we have a deal? Good. Yes? Yes, I know the food's here. I heard the doorbell. Give me a minute. I'll be right out. I said no questions, remember? Now I have a lot of things I want to say to you, but I need you to listen and don't interrupt. Don't worry, we'll get to the food eventually. Let me try and answer questions that I think might be going through your mind. First, yes, this is one of your girlfriend's sundresses. And if I'm being honest, I'm glad we wear the same size. Coincidentally, we also wear the same size and shoes. And yes, these are her wedges. Oh, you know that because you bought them for her. Well, you're breaking our deal by talking. You're supposed to be quiet and let me do the talking. But anyway, I love these wedges. I remember the first time I saw her wearing them, I thought they were so cute. I actually told her that I liked her wedges. But she just gave me this, like, whatever look. The way you see me right now. This is who I am, and this is who I want to be all the time. When you and your girlfriend broke up, something in me began to change as you talked about her, and with each passing week, as you shared with me what you were going through since having broken up with your girlfriend, I felt stronger and stronger and more powerful urges to become who you see in front of you. I can't really explain it. I just know that I felt like I wanted to be noticed by you. Don't laugh at me. That's not very nice. So, do you have anything to say? It's okay. Yeah, you can grab my ass. I can't believe this is really happening. I've dreamt about this for so long. I was supposed to be out, but I wasn't, and you guys, You know what you guys did in your room. And I heard everything. And I just remember thinking what it would be like to be in her place with you. Oh. That really got you going, huh? Excited and you're poking kind of hard into me. Wait, here, let me. Can I undo your pants? It might help a little. There. Pull them down. Yeah. Oh. Oh. So excited. No, I like it. It's incredible. It's just, it's so hard and so warm. And skin is so soft and your head is so moist. Oh, you like when I touch your hair? Oh, look, watch what I do with my finger. I just like to swirl your pre-cum around. Yeah, and then if I just slide my finger down to right about here and move it in a... Yeah, you like that, don't you? I'll move it in a little circular pattern right here. It feels really good, doesn't it? Oh! No, it's okay, it's... Wait, come here. There's something I've always fantasized about. Here, come with me to the kitchen. Yeah. Yeah, right here. Oh, you've thought about this too? I love the way you just turn me around so forcefully against the counter. No, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. I'm okay. I shouldn't have left that cabinet door open. It's just my forehead, but I'm fine. I'm fine. Really, just do what feels natural. Let's just do what feels good. Let's... Yeah, I'll keep my wedges on. Okay, and the dress too. Yeah, just pull it up. Oh, you just slid right in. Oh, no, it's okay. Just give me a second. Okay. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You could do whatever you want. Yeah, just keep pumping me if you want. Whatever you want to do. What? You haven't been with anybody since. That's okay if you have to come already. That's okay. That's really okay. But let's not get any of my dress, okay? So just go ahead and come inside me. Yeah, just shoot everything inside of me. Oh, wow. Oh. No, it's okay. That's okay. It's just the back of my head now. Maybe we shouldn't have been so close to these cabinets. What? My dress? What do you... Well... Why are you asking me that? That's embarrassing. Okay, yes, I did call it my dress. And I know it's not mine, but... I'm hoping it... could be. And the wedges too. The whole box. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, except for the panties. I'll only keep the ones that still have the price tags on them. You know why? Silly goose. Is it safe to assume that you needed this moment as much as I did? I don't have regrets. Here, sit down. Let me serve your food on a plate. I'm sure it's cooled down, so I'll warm it up for you. Of course, I have to take care of my man. Are you my man? That's what I thought.